Hello and welcome to another episode of Ubiquitous Chat. I am Royal Lioness and let's get to it. We're going to read the story Why Mosquitoes Buzz in People's Ear by Verna Adema. One morning, a mosquito saw an iguana drinking at a waterhole. The mosquito said, "Iguana, you will never believe what I saw yesterday." "Try me," said the iguana. The mosquito said, "I saw a farmer digging yams that were almost as big as I am." "What's a mosquito compared to a yam?" snapped the iguana grumpily. "I would rather be deaf than listen to such nonsense." He stuck two sticks in his ear. And he went off mech, 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 mech through the reeds. The iguana was still grumbling to himself when he happened to pass by a python. The big snake raised its head and said, "Good morning, iguana." The iguana did not answer, but lumbered on, bopping his head. "Badamin, badamin." "Now, why won't he speak to me?" said the python to himself. "Iguana must be angry about something. I'm afraid he is plotting mischief against me." He began looking for somewhere to hide. The first likely place he found was a rabbit hole, and in it he went. Wasawasu, wasawasu, wasawasu. When the rabbit saw the big snake coming into her burrow, she was terrified. She scurried out through her way and abound, crick, 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 across a clearing. A crow saw the rabbit running for her life. He flew into the forest crying, "Caw-caw, caw-caw, caw-caw." It was his duty to spread the alarm in case of danger. A monkey heard the crow. He was sure that some dangerous beast was prowling near. He began screeching and leaping killy-willy through the trees to help warn the other animals. As the monkey was crashing through the treetops, he happened to land on a dead limb. It broke and fell on an owl's nest, killing one of the owlets. Mother Owl was not at home, for though she usually hunted only at night.